Looking at the supplier performance, again there are three major material management objectives: directly involved with outside supplier, adequate quality because he is maintaining the quality time to time, and there is no there is a consistency in the quality he delivers, prompt delivery. He is good at adhering to his schedule and also prompt in services, favorable vendor relations. Some of the supplier or vendor is associated very closely and collaborate and very transparent in communication, so as establishing a best relationship. So naturally that kind of supplier evaluation and performance are done. It is very important that performance is achieving these objectives be measured. So how good he is at maintaining his quality consistently over a period is one thing which we have to evaluate very regularly. Prompt delivery which will determine what is the share of his contribution for procurement process can be managed effectively, and of course the relationship which will establish a better rapport on managing our own inputs and as well as output management process. Getting to the quality objective, as I stated, the purchasing department achieves its quality objective only when all supplier shipments meet standard. So once the standard is shared among our supplier and establish the approval from our internal department, it is natural that he should consistently deliver the quality based on the design. There is no variations and there is no reflection of any poor performance of his quality related matter in our system. The purchase manager analyzes all the records of his own company, receiving inspection report, then looking at the number of time rejection occurs, percentage of damages occurs during shipment, etc., so as he can evaluate the supplier effectively. You are looking at vendor rating report. You can look at that. Very specifically we are talking about an oil seal for time cover. So how it is, it's a control copy of ABC Private Limited Company. Rating parameter, acceptance level 95%, 100% is excellent. 95, we define the parameters, how his performance is all about. So you can look at that, how his performance. As per this category record, it shows he is an excellent performer. So it is natural we are dependency on this kind of supplier is, effective of supplier management related to the quality. What is important is the trend of rejection for a given commodity and the performance of competing suppliers on like commodities. If a vendor starts slipping on quality, natural that we look at other vendors as well. Who is best is always remain the system. And in overall perspective, if the performance is not up to the mark over a period, he has to be moved out of the supplier base. The next slides will be showing records, quality records of three competing supplier. So you are seeing here supplier performance, competitive values. You can see month on month how it is performed. The level of consistency among supplier A and B, C are depicted here. How it is interpreted here? The company has to tabulate quality statistics with the electronic data processing equipment in order to make such reports. With this equipment, data for the inspection reports for every shipment in order in the system. The actual quantity quality level determined from inspection reports is then compared with the acceptable quantity level AQI. That is quality performance equal to 100 minus 30 percentage of defective divided by acceptable level. This formula is designed to give a passing grade of 70 when the supplier quantity meets the standard exactly. Buyer quality performance. If a quality ratings for such a shipment from each supplier are accumulated, a computer can easily program to calculate a combined vendor quality performance report for the entire materials department. This is an excellent barometer of the progress being made by the department in meeting its quality objective. the delivery objective, most shutdowns results from the supplier failure to deliver on schedule. Records of each shipment from each supplier must be tabulated. So we can look at vendor performance and failure in meeting his schedule. If he fails more often, naturally he has to be weed out from the system in a succession to get a new introduction of a new supplier or increase in the share of the best performing supplier during a certain period. The delivery objectives, the another company uses barometer, a time rating and a quantity rating to rate its supplier. The time rating is calculated by comparing the data when the shipment is actually received to the date for which it was promised. Early shipments are penalized, less than date shipment, because usually it is more desirable to carry excess inventory than its risk of stock out. You are seeing delivery objective scoring, which takes both late and early shipments in account, could be as follows: 100 point shipment received in the week it was due, or 1 week early. So it's the adherence of schedule is very close to the plan. 1 week late or 2 weeks early. So he is giving much earlier or late. 2 weeks late or 3 weeks early. 3 weeks late or 4 weeks early. 4 weeks late. 5 or more weeks late. So you are rating the delivery objectives for individual supplier. The delivery objective, other barometers, studying the effect of delivery on operation rather than analyzing the delivery statistics. Effect of delivery on operation. So how, what is the outcome of that, early supply or delayed supply? So as there is no, the barometer shows there is no production loss, etc. If the production loss is not there, it is natural the supplier is more desirable to continue. So studying effect of delivery on internal operating cost of materials department, such as travel, telephone expenses and payroll. It is possible that effectively to achieve the result we must be spending money on the indirect expenses. So as we have to look at that element to avoid that kind of expenses. Studying effect of delivery on manufacturing costs, such as high shutdown, disturbances in scheduling, charges to various accounts on account of lack of material. As we say, it is affecting overall performance of manufacturing and also the demand fulfillment activity. So these kind of scenarios, this will throw up a right indicator how the performance to be improved or to retain the supplier or not to retain the supplier in the subsequent period. Vendor rating, best supplier do more than meeting the quality standard and due date performance. They offer shorter lead time than competitors, their prices are lower, and they are offer more new product ideas and miscellaneous services. In the vendor rating, the best vendor is the one who he is maintaining the consistency in the product standard, and his adherence to schedule of supplies are best in class. They offer a very short lead time, so as you maintain a very very lean inventory management, and also better than your competitors and their competitors. Their prices are always the lowest because their efficiency are higher, so they are able to manage and remove all the non-value added activities to reduce their costs. So prices are always been better, and they offer more new products. It is possible that sometime we can go for alternatives when the cost of certain elements are increasing, and also taking part of our new product introduction techniques, so as he will be part of the discussion groups and giving his own ideas and other miscellaneous services which helpful for a better vendor rating. Combined rating, percentage of price performance is equal to lowest price or bid by any vendor divided by actual price. Percentage of lead time performance is equal to shortest lead time by anyone divided by actual lead time. One company uses following weightages to the rate its supplier quality 40%, delivery 20%, price 35%, lead time is 5%. Favorable relation, good relationship helps stimulate supplier to generate helpful ideas for their customers. As we stated, if we maintain a better relationship, naturally we can stimulate the supplier to provide his own ideas and inputs for improving our own productivity. And also sometimes it helpful to introduce new product faster and better. And also he can be part of improving our existing products for, you know, better performances. Six key criteria used to evaluate supplier performance: total cost of ownership, which is very explicit; assurance of supply, he is always committed to meeting with the schedules; responsiveness, any kind of support expected out of him is reciprocated very, very positively; global reach and human rights, he may be or possibly having contact globally and be in a position to be in touch with the human support for any kind of research requirement; environmental and safety, he is more focused and committed towards managing environmental safety and as well as to protecting the global environment requirements. And of course, technically he is very superior in form of providing the right inputs, consistent quality and the lowest price. 7 step to measure supplier performance: align supplier performance goals with organizational goals and objective, which is very clear. Whatever the company's goal, to be aligned with and also to be defined for supplier. Determine an evaluation approach. How do we evaluate supplier based on our own internal goal? Develop a method to collect information about supplier. How to establish collection of information on a periodic basis from the supplier should be done. Design and develop a robust assessment system. We should have a standardized system to assess each and every supplier in our system and supplier base to be tightened up accordingly. Deploy a supplier performance assessment system. Give feedback to supplier on their performance. It is always to connect with supplier meet them quarterly basis and also conduct an annual meet, so as you can engage with them properly and give the feedback to them for their improvement and as well as for our benefit. Produce the results from measuring supplier's performance. Once you start measuring supplier performance, it is possible that we can work on their improvement area and then work with them closely to see the results are achieved. The challenge with the bias performance measurement and some pitfalls to avoid. One of the mistake is having cost saving to be the lone metric. It is not the fact, which we discussed again and again. If you measure buyer performance and cost saving, it will incent buyers to sacrifice quality, if possible, on time and also possibility of delay in on time delivery and services. Mistake number 2: not using net cost saving as a metric. While calculating cost saving, price increases should be deducted to produce a net cost savings number, because top management experts report cost savings to equal actual profit improvement. When the cost is reduced, naturally it should reflect in your revenue generation. So as that is very important while calculating cost saving. Mistake number 3: not taking market into account when setting goals. Without knowing what is the state consideration of market and fluctuations of the price, if we set a goal, naturally we will fail to achieve or overachieve the goal. Development of personnel. Supplier performance is valid measures for the performance of material management personnel. If the supplier is performing well for a group of product or items, it is natural the managing of those supplier from within the organizational personnel had a better and greater skills sets. So to work with, and also the supplier is adopting those inputs time to time. The concern of the material manager should go beyond whether or not the staff is carrying out its present assignment in an efficient manner. He should also be contributing to the future strength of the company. Survival is one of the most basic objectives of any organization. Every department should strive to develop and train future managers. We are talking about developing skill set within the organization, so as he is ready to take the next level of position to manage effectively the purchasing processes and managing vendors and suppliers and achieve the end goal set by the overall parameters for the company. Historically, the materials department has done a rather poor job on this objective. It is a statement. It is a given fact that the focus on purchase department remains on price rather than an overall objective. So as you know, maintaining the optimal inventory across the value chain and achieve lean management principles. The very contribution from purchase department is critical to achieve this, you know, one simple element. Proof of this is very small number of material managers have become chief executives. Yes, it's a fact. You can find very, very few people reach the top level in the ladder. Only two of chief executives of 500 biggest companies had backgrounds that indicated substantial experience in purchasing or materials management. Again, this kind of companies are most possibly on supplier or purchasing organization or specialized in that area. That is how the chief is also, you know, from this purchase function. The materials manager should be grooming potential replacement for each of his key subordinate. Personal development is one of the most important objective. As we stated in the hierarchy, every person should be ready to take the next level and to be groomed appropriately so as in for betterment of the person as well as the company's, you know, expectation out of this function can enhance the quality training and improvement of individual personnel. The materials manager program should include regular appraisal of the performance and potential of every member of the material organization. Once the goal is set in, then we have to review them very regularly, do the appraisal process and look at their performance against their objective and how they are moving towards achieving their goals. Now, what are the programs they have introduced? What is the potential of this kind of individuals that they can contribute for, you know, the organization? It can be easily identified and then we can bring in focus for those people have that kind of potential, knowledge, capability and competency. Particular attention should be given to development of high potential employees, which I stated, and of course they can be groomed for future manager to effectively manage our purchase function. The material manager should not assume that the manager can be developed automatically with no effect on his part. It is a contribution from both sides. One is giving the opportunity to the person and the person in turn is showing his merits and, you know, capability towards achieving the overall result. It is not an automatic process. Naturally, there is a full effort by individual person to achieve that spot. We should have a positive program designed to permit each employee to make a greater future contribution to company objective. So when we are defining the objective, it is one is company's objective. It is also defined certain kind of parameters to develop his own skill of individual so as we can focus on them to develop for future managers and also contribute towards company's objective. Included in the program would be time-tested techniques such as job rotation. It is possible a person can be given multiple job role to learn on the job and then develop more skills towards, you know, achieving the end result. Special training programs is possible to, you know, give for any specialized skills required. Also, you know, general management technique. Also, vendor management technique. There are many training schools are there to give this kind of importing skills, such skills. Special assignment. It is possible to involve potential candidates or the employees into a special assignment other than their regular role, so as they can prove their metals and bring focus their knowledge and competencies to achieve those, you know, objective of the special then good records. The purchasing manager can achieve two objectives simultaneously when he assigns a high potential subordinate to audit the department records. It is possible we can assign a high potential subordinate to audit department, so as he know where is the focus area and he can suggest what are the things that he can improve, that kind of the inefficiency in the outcome of certain activities. By this he is developing personal and also making certain that the department records are procedures are satisfactory, because the people working on the ground know each and every procedures and processes more clearly, and they can also contribute to create a better processes and parameters, and it is also to ensure the company bringing in value to the procedures developed. Many purchasing managers prefer to have their records checked by someone outside the department. They have the company's internal auditors make detailed examination. A few can use outside audit firms also. It is always ideal to bring in a third party, not from outside, maybe other function, bring their own perspective of looking this function and audit and give their views, so it give a better inputs for improvement. Auditors are expected in checking records and in detecting deviations from standard procedures. Auditors are trained in such a way so they can look at any documents or data to take an inference. So what is going right and what is going wrong. So this kind of inputs helps for material department to improve upon those factors. For an example, the auditor would be expected to find clear records of each supplier's bid. If the contract were not awarded to the lowest bidder, he would be expected to find evidence justifying the decision. It is possible that for some reason a contract can be awarded, contract is awarded to another supplier than the lowest bidder. If there is an evidence appropriately provided by the materials manager to the auditor, naturally we can look at the record maintenance up to the mark. After checking a satisfactory number of transactions, the auditor would make a report summarizing his finding. It is most of the time auditors review various activities based on procedures and policies, how we have delivered it, and he can record those deviations and then share those inputs impartially. So we can look at that performance regarding good records, how it is managed. Composite rating. How does one arrive at a combined rating that shows the overall performance in a meeting, all objective? It would not be too difficult to calculate a combined rating. All one needs to do is determine the relative importance of each objective and give it a percentage weightage and calculate some cumulative performance rating for the overall performance. As you state, each objective has a different set of weightages to achieve the objective. One is quantitative and qualitative. Again, we stated for any objective setting, and all the quantitative objectives are measured against the performance with actual numbers and outputs, whereas the qualitative measures depends upon the performance, the culture, the way the other purchasing activities are measured. This is a soft skill, so that we can look at those elements are also performed. So it is much easier to look at the overall cumulative performance by differentiating qualitative, quantitative, individual set of activity to achieve that, so as we can arrive at an overall objective is achieved as per plan. Many times to take a decision combined rating is meaningless. It is more towards the individual's ratings than of activity based, so as we cannot focus on individual activities, but then auditor inputs can help you to look at those elements which are more individual. What we believe is that the only practical approach to the performance measurement in material management is to measure progress on each objective accurately and impartially. As we stated, any objective is set in, it is clear that we have to reach there to achieve the final goal of the overall company's objective. So as each and every objective is to be broken into sub-activities and sub-objective and then the sub-activities and the program towards to achieve that, and what is the parameters on which it is achieved, and what is the weightages of that particular parameters, and what actually delivered in the past versus future and the current, so as you can impartially look at this performance against the plan, so as we can impartially come to a conclusion. Thank you.